This is KCUR. The film La La Land opens nationwide on Friday. The musical stars Emma Stone as an actress and Ryan Gosling as a jazz musician. Both are struggling to make ends meet in Los Angeles. This is a familiar story for singer-songwriter Angela Parrish. She grew up in Newton, Kansas, and moved to L.A. 4 years ago. But it's her voice you'll hear in the film's opening song and dance number. Kansas Public Radio's Michael Keelan talked to Parrish by Skype about her role in La La Land and the music.
The score to this movie has a strong jazz feel, a swing feel sometimes, but the composer Justin Hurwitz says his favorite movie is The Umbrellas of Cherbourg, which is a classic musical. He scored this film and orchestrated it himself for a full symphonic ensemble as a musical. Can you talk about that?
Sure. It has a jazz influence, but modern songwriting touch to it. So really, in the spirit of what a lot of music does nowadays, which is mixed genres, I would say that this is right in that ballpark. So it has a little bit of something for everybody, some tradition and a lot of flavor and color, and something that modern musical audiences will fall in love with for sure.
What do you sing on the soundtrack?
I'm the first singer that you hear, and the track is called Another Day of Sun.
I left him at a Greyhound station west of Santa Fe. We were 17, but he was sweet and it was true. Still I did what I had to do, 'cause I just knew.
Is someone lip-syncing to your voice on screen when that's playing in the film? And did they tell you what the scene would be about? Or is this song exclusively on the album?
This song is also in the movie. It's the first thing that you see and hear in the movie as well. And it's actually part of something really, really exciting. It's one of the most complex and thrilling opening sequences to a movie that's been done in a long time. I went in and it was already filmed. And basically it takes place in a traffic jam in LA, which is, you know, one of the signature elements of living in Los Angeles. I got to watch the scene, and I actually sang to the dancer who is singing and dancing on screen. Her name is Reshma, and she is beautiful and kind, and so my voice comes out of her, but we kind of work together to create the first image that you see and hear in the film.
How did that process of recording work? Did you have a click track in your headphones, or did you have other musicians recording with you?
When I did my solo part, I sang to the already produced score. So I was adding my vocal into the orchestral part that had already been created. When we did the choir portion, which I also sing on some of the other numbers where you hear a choir voice, there were 40 of us, and we were all singing to a screen when the movie went by, but also we were singing to the produced score.
Would it be fair to say the subject of the film has some biographical resonance for you personally?
Absolutely. First of all, I feel that anybody who is a musician, anybody who's an actress, any artist will watch this film and see themselves in the lead characters, both the actress and the musician. There are elements of the artist's life that you see in both of the leads. And for me personally, the particular part that I sang, the opening verse, is about a girl that leaves her hometown with like no money and comes to Los Angeles and just goes like on a whim and feels kind of brave and kind of crazy at the same time. And after I finished grad school in Colorado, I was home for the summer 2012, and then I always wanted to just go for it and try to do it in Los Angeles. I had $700 and all my things in my car, and I just went. No place to live, no job, just went to LA. So my own like verse that I sing really rings true to my life.
That was singer-songwriter Angela Parrish, a Kansas native whose voice is featured in the new film La La Land. She spoke with KPR's Michael Keelan.